Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Rail strike averted.
Overnight talks end in a tentative deal.
Migrants flown to Martha's Vineyard.
It's literally all hands on deck of the community.
California mudslide disaster.
Right now is just trying to find closure.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Just a few hours ago, word came of a tentative deal to head off a potentially crippling rail strike. CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy has the latest.
The agreement was reached after 20 hours of negotiations at the Labor Department, with President Biden calling in to urge both sides to come together. The unions say in addition to a 24% pay increase over the span of a new contract, they've secured protections against new railroad attendance policies, which would allow workers to take a sick day without being penalized. The tentative agreement now goes to the rank and file for ratification, avoiding a work stoppage that would have halted the nation's rail network for the first time in 30 years.
Now to Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts, a vacation destination for so many. But yesterday, charter flights from Florida landed carrying migrants sent there by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. Here's Nick Giovanni of WBZ-TV.
Volunteers on Martha's Vineyard found themselves scrambling to find shelter, food, water, and other services to accommodate the unforeseen arrival of 50 migrants as part of a relocation plan originated by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
Martha's Vineyard Community Services had 50 people sort of literally walk up to their front door.
Witnesses say the group wandered some 3 miles from the airport into Edgartown. Once in town, the migrants were met by volunteers. Barbara Rush worked into the night helping the families at St. Andrew's Episcopal Church.
They're originally from Venezuela. They were flown here.
Volunteers said they were told by some of the migrants they did not know where they were.
Immigrants who were told that they would be greeted here with a place to stay and with jobs.
Massachusetts State Representative Dylan Fernandez called the move by the DeSantis government to transport migrants there with seemingly no coordination, quote, evil.
They're using children as political pawns.
A spokesman for DeSantis says Massachusetts can better handle the migrants through their designation as a sanctuary state. At least 30 homes have been damaged or destroyed by a wall of mud in the Southern California mountains. Nicole Duncan, who fled her home in Oak Glen, says neighbors will need help.
They are homeless right now, and I know that they've got kids, and they're part of our community.
At least one person is missing in Forest Falls, another mountain community that was hit by mudslides. Now overseas to Ukraine, CBS's Deborah Pata has more from the region Ukrainian forces have recaptured from retreating Russian troops.
A strong message from President Zelensky to Vladimir Putin. Ukraine intends to keep Russian troops on the run, delivered in action as he visited the battlefields of newly liberated towns in Kharkiv.
Ukraine army, very best.
And it was a boost to troop morale. Ukrainian soldier Nazar, part of the surprise counteroffensive, told us they outmaneuvered Russia, making them believe the action would be in a different region. Southern Kherson.
I think it was a part of plan.
You beat the Russians at their own disinformation.
Yes.
In London, thousands of patient mourners are paying respects to Queen Elizabeth. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
There have been emotional scenes throughout the night and into the morning as people wait in line for hours for a chance to walk past the Queen's coffin. This young woman flew to London from Connecticut. This morning, she walked past.
Very emotional and very poignant, very touching to see everyone go in and pay their respects. And you can just feel the love that everyone has for her.
This mother brought her two young daughters.
It's part of their history. It's history. It will never happen again. I gave them the choice. And they said yes, they wanted to come.
It's just, like, respectful to just come and, like, see her.
Occasionally, mixed in with regular people are some recognizable figures. Among those walking past the coffin earlier today, former Prime Minister Theresa May. Steve Futterman, CBS News, outside Westminster Hall in London.
R. Kelly's attorney says the singer is used to bad news. He got some yesterday from a jury in his latest trial.
Kelly guilty of producing child pornography and enticing girls for sex. But the panel acquits Kelly and his then business manager of rigging his state child pornography trial in 2008. Kelly defense attorney Jennifer Bongean.
I begged the jury to remember that he's a human being, and I think they did. This is a man who had a very, very difficult childhood.
In June, a federal judge in New York sentenced Kelly to 30 years in prison for racketeering and sex trafficking. U.S. Attorney John Lausch in Chicago says on the latest counts, Kelly is staring at an additional 10 to 90 years in prison. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
Baltimore prosecutors have asked a judge to vacate Adnan Syed's conviction for the 1999 murder of his girlfriend. CBS's Linda Kenyon says it's a case that's drawn widespread interest.
The case was first brought to national attention in the 2014 podcast Serial.
Hayes' ex-boyfriend, a guy named Adnan Syed, was arrested for her murder.
Syed has always said he had nothing to do with Heyman Lee's death. A subsequent HBO series questioned DNA evidence, none of which tested positive for Syed.
Investigators in Boston are looking into whether the Northeastern University employee who reported a package explosion may have lied and staged the incident. Found at the scene were two packages and a rambling note condemning virtual reality and Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg. Uber says it's expanding the number of electric vehicles it will have on the road to 25 cities in North America. Drivers who rent EVs through Hertz will be paid an additional dollar per trip and will get charging discounts. Well, the Golden State is going after the nation's second largest retailer.
The California Department of Justice is filing a lawsuit against Amazon alleging that the company broke the law and stifled competition for years.
State Attorney General Rob Bonta accuses the company of effectively barring third-party sellers and wholesalers from offering lower prices on non-Amazon websites. Well, the 83-year-old owner of the Patagonia clothing company is giving away his $3 billion business to two environmental groups. Yvonne Chouinard says Patagonia will remain a for-profit company, but money will go to protect nature and biodiversity. In an online letter, he says Earth is now our only shareholder. A longtime Ford nameplate is still turning heads at the Detroit Auto Show.
The all-new Ford Mustang.
The Mustang adding power, technology, and an upgraded interior. Also, for the first time, a 500-horsepower special dark horse version.
The little kid in me has never gone away, particularly when it comes to Mustang. They're a blast.
Chairman Bill Ford saying a special racing version of the Mustang will compete in the 24 hours of Le Mans. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
When Piper Lewis was 15, she stabbed to death a man who repeatedly raped her. She said she was a victim of sex trafficking and pleaded guilty to voluntary manslaughter. Now, 17, she got 5 years probation and a chance to wipe her record clean. But state law in Iowa says people convicted of homicides have to pay the victim's family $150,000. GoFundMe donations to her will cover it. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.